This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind to give you the read you need. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since 1955. And they continue today supplying a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. Oh, and for a limited time, producers, when you order a new flow meter from Micrometer, you can get free shipping for it just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. If you have a flow monitoring problem with your irrigation system, they have a solution at Micrometer. Their experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Contact Micrometer today to see how they can help deliver the accuracy and dependability you need. Learn more by going to micrometer.com/ag. Let me spell it out for you. micrometer.com/ag. micrometer.com/ag. Snow removal services have been busy, and I'm not just talking about those that take it off the roads or the parking lots, but those that remove snow from roofs. A bunch of them have sprung up in recent days in areas of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. They're working with a sense of urgency in an effort to avoid more roof collapses. A number of farm structures have caved in recent weeks under the weight of the snow across the northern Midwest. But other businesses and industrial buildings are now believed to be in jeopardy, too, because of the continued buildup of the snow and ice. And some of those affected areas have more snow in the forecast. So far this year, 23 police officers have died in the line of duty. 7 of the 23 have been right here in the heartland of America. The most recent this week was 35-year-old Jacob Keltner of the McHenry County, Illinois Sheriff's Department. Dedicated, caring, loving were adjectives used by his colleagues to describe Deputy Keltner, who grew up in a police family and is survived by his wife and two young children. From This Week in Agribusiness, farm marketing advisors who spend part of their winter traveling the circuit, out there speaking to growers about what to expect, say the attendance at those gatherings this winter has been down. One told me this week that while grain producers know they must still be vigilant to price their crops as well as they can, that a level of apathy has set in recent weeks as the trade war with China has continued and as grain prices have languished. But the crop marketing advisors warn that the spring season, when the equipment is rolling in the field, can often be a time when the farmer has an opportunity to take advantage of better prices, and that opportunity, when it comes, can be a very short duration. I can't get cornbread off my mind since hearing this week about how much Luke Perry liked cornbread. The folks in Van Leer, Tennessee, where the late actor once had a farm and some cattle, say Luke would sometimes come into a local restaurant and order nothing but cornbread. I'm guessing that had to be good stuff, and I'm intrigued by that, because throughout my career as a farm broadcaster out there on the green bean circuit, I've had so much mediocre cornbread. Oh, I want it moist and sweet, maybe along with some ham and beans. I've got cornbread on the brain today. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Micrometer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.